Ladies and gentlemen, get up with Cass and Bodge.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up
on the Mid-North Coast hit.
Got the feeling right now, huh?
It goes like this.
Yes. Happy, happy hump day, everybody. We have made it to Wednesday. Was it hard? Kind of. But we're here. Now, Wednesday, we've got a huge show in store today. Firstly, we're going to be chatting about the WhatsApp scandal. I reckon I'm going to call it a scandal. It's a PSA. I'm going to tell you more about that. If you use WhatsApp regularly or if you use it at all, you definitely need to know what I'm talking about. Also, Dean McCarthy coming up just before 7 o'clock with the latest Hollywood goss. I was at the American Idol backstage yesterday, and I'm sure he's going to have some serious goss because he's like, I'm shook again. It happens quite often with him. His energy, I feel like everyone needs to have. Also, $820 up in the 5 in 10 a little bit later on in the show.
Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast hit.
Cass minus the Bodge, but you've got Cass and you've got this huge WhatsApp scandal. Now, we heard it in our news before, but I wanted to dive into it a little bit more because literally everyone I know basically uses WhatsApp. I actually haven't done the latest update myself, and I was like, well, ring-a-ding-ding, I probably should. What's happened is, if you've just joined us, WhatsApp has actually urged people to do an upgrade after this serious security breach. It's allowing hackers to put spyware on phones. Now, if you know me, I absolutely suck at technology. Like, honestly, sometimes I can't even back up my iPhone and I'm like, how do I function in a day? I'm not sure. Sometimes I get friends to come over, I cook them dinner, and they do the update and they back it up because it confuses me. But this in particular, so WhatsApp on Tuesday, so yesterday, actually encouraged its users to do the upgrade after a security breach allowed sophisticated hackers to sneak spyware into the phones. Obviously, this would be such a headache for WhatsApp / Facebook, who's the parent company. But what it is it's allowed hackers to insert malicious software, if this makes any sense to anybody, on phones by calling the target using the app, which is used by 1.5 billion people approximately around the world. As I said, a lot of my friends actually use it and family members. It's actually a business tool as well. A lot of people who are doing business internationally and everything like that, they use WhatsApp quite a lot. Basically, it's not, you know, just for Androids. It's not just for iPhones. It's for anyone. But the scary thing is that only a selected number of users were targeted. So not all 1.5 billion people are going to be affected by this, but you don't know if you are or not. So it's a little bit weird. and also, the fact is they actually rolled out this new update in less than 10 days. And I don't know how long it takes to put an update together, but I imagine it's quite a lengthy process. They had people scrambling to try and do this because this security breach has freaked people out. PSA to anybody that uses WhatsApp, do the update. As soon as I literally go home today, I'm going to be doing the update as well. Actually, no, you know what? I'm going to do it right now. I'm freaking out.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast.
I got Lee Jollo in the studio, my new best friend. Morning, Lee.
Hey, Cass, how's it going?
Yes, good. Now, I heard in your bulletin that there's some hazard reduction burning. So if we see some flames and some fire, don't freak out or freak out?
Maybe freak out. It's a good
maybe freak out.
No, just joking.
That's our news reporter.
So, of course, at the moment, there are a couple of hazard reduction burns. They started this week from the Forestry Corporation, getting them underway. And that's, of course, just to make sure there's not too much fuel.
Yeah.
It's a good time to do it at the moment. It's cooling down. The weather's good. It's not too windy. So the Forestry Corporation's got that going. But if you do see some flames, you can always check the Fires Near Me app just to make sure it is that hazard reduction burn.
I love apps. Okay, Fires Near Me app.
You can see all the details on there about the burn. And it's going to be over the next few weeks in Lansdowne State Forest and also State Forest just west of Herons Creek.
Okay.
So we can expect a bit of smoke around the area. So, yeah.
Well, sometimes you do see that. Sometimes you see, the hazard reduction burning. And there's because I'm gullible, I'm like, oh, yeah, fire. Someone needs to call. Someone needs to call someone. But they're asking people not to freak out if you are in that area. But, of course, if there's another fire,
yeah,
ring emergency services for sure. Ollie, okay, well, thank you so much for that update. Do we know how long they're going for?
Yeah, so over the next few weeks, we can expect that. So over that time, if you do see that smoke and you potentially have some sort of respiratory illness, maybe stay inside.
Oh, yeah, true.
And also, if you're on the road, be aware, maybe slow down if the smoke is getting a little bit thick. So there's a few things to take into account when you're seeing that smoke in the area.
Exactly. Well, they did say that, you know, the smoke's going to be, like, it could really affect people who are driving and everything like that. So if you're on the highway in particular, slow right down. There's no need for that, because otherwise you literally will not be able to see. Well, Lee Jollo, our newsreader, thank you very much for coming in. And for that update, I'm going to download the app. What's it called?
Which app? Oh, the Fires Near Me app.
Get
around it. It's
Fires
great.
Near Me app.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I get around apps coming up. I actually do. We've got Dean McCarthy with all of the latest Hollywood goss.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Budge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Let's go.
Trending now
at hits.com.au.
And as always, we are going to be brought the latest Hollywood juice, freshly squeezed from Dean McCarthy. Good morning to you, Dean.
Good morning, Cassius. Hello, everyone.
Oh, how are ya?
Fabulous. Just swimming around LA, being Brill, the usual.
Oh, being Brill. There is no other way to do it. I hear that there is someone else who's very Brill, Ariana Grande's brother.
Oh, Ariana Grande. Okay, this is so fun. I made friends with Frankie Grande last night, Ariana Grande's brother, at the RuPaul Drag Race finale. If you watch the show on Stan, it's going to be on in a couple of weeks. He sat behind me in the audience. I was front row, Kat.
Oh, my God.
It was so
as you should
crazy.
Be.
Thank you. I agree. But, well, no, I don't agree. Honestly, I was a bit like, oh, this is weird. There's famous people behind me. But you know what? Go to my Instagram, Mr. Dean McCarthy. You can actually watch him taking countless amounts of selfies of himself. It was hilarious.
Oh, my
but
God.
But it's actually his sister making big headlines today. Ariana Grande is being sued $25,000 by a photographer, a paparazzi, because she posted on her Instagram a photo of herself, right? She said, oh, this looks good.
Yeah.
But didn't credit the guy that took it. So he's like, I own it. And she's like, well, the photo's of me, though. So technically, don't I own it? And he's like, well, no. Actually, I own it because I took it. So it's an interesting grey kind of area. I know on Facebook owns the photos. So I don't really know Instagram's policy on this. But there you go. I mean, another day, another drama. And she might be paying for photos of herself now. $25,000.
Yeah, can you imagine? Ariana's like, okay, well, all the time people are taking photos of me and all I want to do is post this photo and now I'm getting sued. That is quite full on. I wonder what's going to happen with that. But also, Dean, Tiger Woods is being sued as well. Is Hollywood okay right now? Everyone's getting sued.
So this is also a dark story, is that Tiger Woods is being sued because one of his staff at a restaurant that he owned got drunk after work, had an accident and died on the way home. And the reason Tiger's getting sued is because the parents of the deceased are saying Tiger knew that he was an alcoholic, Tiger knew that he shouldn't be drinking at work, like Tiger's fault that the guy was drinking at work. Well, not during work hours, after work hours. So now he's being sued and, you know, the family wants some money. So it's that's ugly, isn't it?
That is very ugly. And to be honest, like, obviously I don't know all the details with this one, but I'm sorry. Right. I think Tiger will be okay with this one. It's just because he's a huge name and he owns a restaurant. That's not his fault of what happened after, I don't think, anyway.
Right? Stay tuned. We'll see how this one unfolds.
All right, Dean, thank you very much. And please keep being Brill. Never change.
Love you, Cass. Bye, guys.
See ya, bye.
Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast here.
We're chatting baby showers, all right? 13, 12, 16. If you have anything to add to the conversation, feel free to give me a call. As we know, I am solo. So, if you've got anything to add about baby showers, definitely give me a call. My neighbours are with child. Not yet, but they are pregnant at the moment. And I was actually the first to find out about their pregnancy. And they had a baby shower yesterday and this story was retold and I realized actually how annoying I am. So I was like, all right, I'm going to let them cop. And what actually happened was my neighbors were coming home. They looked like they had been at the beach, but they had these balloons and I thought it was one of their birthdays. It was when I had just like moved to the mid North Coast, and I was like, oh, you know, making friends, being friendly to the neighbours, and I was like, oh, guys, what's this celebration? Congratulations! And they were like, oh, and they both just froze, and I was like, oh no, my neighbours do not get around me. They both froze. The guy, Daniel, looked at the wife, Sarah, and I was like, okay, this is just getting even more awkward. They had three balloons and they were all different colours. So never did I ever once think that it would even be a baby announcement. And he was like, oh, we're pregnant. And I was like, oh, congratulations. And he was like, yeah, I just found out 3 minutes ago. And I was like, woo, congratulations two times. I was the first person in their whole family that found out just because I was trying to make friends, but I ended up kind of alienating myself. But nevertheless, they were just like, you cannot tell anyone. We haven't told our family. We haven't told anyone. I was like, don't worry, guys. I know literally no one. No one is going to find out. But yesterday that story was told, and it was their baby shower. And let me tell you something. Baby shower games are in tense. There was baby bingo, which I failed miserably at because it was like a race. Obviously, bingo is a race, but he was like wrapping them off, just yelling out the bingo names so fast that I could not keep up. And it was all baby terms as well. There was this game that you had to blindfold yourself and you had to find safety pins out of a bowl of rice. Now, I know that that sounds like the weirdest thing you've ever heard, but it was actually so hard. And you would think that you could really decipher the rice from the safety pins. But I'm telling you, unless I'm alone here, you definitely can't. Failed at that one miserably. The next one was this one where you had to cross your legs. And no, this is why I sucked at that one. That's not what you had to do. You had to wear this necklace just to show how many necklaces one had. And if you crossed your legs and someone saw you doing it, they could then take your necklace. Okay, failed miserably at that one too. The winning lady got like seven people's necklaces. So I just was not focused because it was one that you had to focus on all the time. Anyway, there was the last game and I was like, this is my time. This is my time to do it. And what it was you had to get pegs, pop it on this line, but you were timed and you had to say anything to do with a baby. And I was like, can I do this? The winning lady so far had 11 pegs. And I was like, oh, God, this could be so embarrassing. I could get up there and freeze and just say four. Anyway, I got up there, said 13. I tied with someone else. I think I yelled out, also, they didn't pick up on this one. So winning, I was like, nappy rash cream, bassinet, pram, baby blanket, pram, baby blanket, nipple clamps. And they were like, what? Nipple clamps? No one even said anything, even though that's not for the baby. But I guess, you know, it's for the mum. So that one actually counted. And in the end, I had to, like, go back to back with the other girl. And I was like, oh, this is giving me a high level of stress. Anyway, turned out I didn't say the nipple clamps one again, but I came out on top. Unbelievable. Cannot believe I won something. You know those people who never win, like in a competition? Yep, that's me. But I did have a dream the other night that Sarah, the mum, was actually having the baby at the front of our apartment and her water had just broken. There was no one there to help her and I had to like take her to hospital and oh, God, if this dream happens, I'm going to freak out. I'm going to have to phone a friend. I'm not going to know what to do. So if you're one of my friends who knows about babies, I'm going to have you on speed dial.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast here.
Well, do you or don't you? Will you or won't you? It's a question of etiquette.
All right, 13, 12, 16 is the number that you do need to ring right now if you have an opinion of this question of etiquette, okay? So I'm talking about babies. Yes, I'm going crazy. It's just because I went to a baby shower yesterday, as I spoke about. I have been in a situation about 6 months ago that I'm still recovering from where I said congratulations to a lady who was not pregnant. Now, I have been known to speak when I probably shouldn't and I should have held my tongue in this situation. It actually happened where I wasn't sure if a client was pregnant or not, but she definitely, not that she had gained weight anywhere else, it was just in her stomach. Honest to God, I thought she had just got married. I thought that she was pregnant. I put my foot in it. It was so embarrassing. Like, luckily, she has a great sense of humor and was just like, okay, Kaz, I'm definitely not pregnant. You're an idiot. But at the same time, I honestly still feel bad about it. And I'm like, the question is, should you say congratulations if you are not sure whether they're pregnant or not, but you are like 99% sure, but they haven't even said anything yet? Or even if it's a random, one of my friends actually spoke to like a random in the street one time, and not a random in the street, she was in a clothing shop actually. And she was like, oh, like, when are you due? And the lady wasn't due. And it's just so embarrassing. This is obviously a very sensitive topic. 13, 12, 16, if you do have an opinion. Part of it is you're trying to be polite and you're trying to say, look, congratulations, this is awesome, I'm so happy for you. But on the other side, maybe just shut up and don't say anything until it's, like, officially announced. But in terms of me with that client, I did not have her on Facebook. I thought maybe it was announced and I was rude for saying nothing. Ah! I don't know. Give me a call if you have an opinion. That was a question of etiquette.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Now, I saw something the other day about a new $14 levy that you're going to have to pay if you're going to go to Bali. This is starting next year. Now, a lot of Aussies go to Bali, honestly. I actually haven't been to Bali, so it sounds weird me saying that. But I feel like one of the most popular holiday spots for Aussies is Bali. And we could be facing a new $14 per person tax when you arrive on the island from next year. But basically, this is apparently, or with good reason, because Indonesia is drowning with plastic. Now, if you look up any photos of plastic pollution in Bali or anywhere around there, it is pretty incredible. There is a lot. And all of the photos that I've seen this morning are pretty shocking. Now, if you think about I don't know why it's 14. I don't know why it's not 10. I don't know why it's not 5. But basically what it would be is to actually help Bali, I guess, clean up their own mess and Indonesia. Now, I was speaking to Christy, who's in our hit squad, and she was telling me that she was up in the Northern Territory, and she was on this on a boat trip, and she was doing some filming up there, and there was one particular beach that had completely been polluted up with plastic, and she was coming upstream down this river, and everywhere else was absolutely spotless. It was all seamless, and then at the very, very, very top, there was a beach that was completely covered, and she was just like, I thought someone had gone and just dumped their rubbish in the wrong spot. It was just like the weirdest thing, full of thongs and Crocs and other like personal belongings. And she asked the tour guide and the local, why the hell is this there? And they said it's actually blown in from Asia and blown in from Indonesia. And I was thinking, how the hell can it make its way all down here, all the way down there? But it definitely did. And she was just like, I was doing my research after, and it certainly does happen. So from that perspective, maybe, 13, 12, 16, do you agree with the $14 per person tax when you arrive to Bali? Give me a call. I'd love to hear your opinion, because I know a lot of people go to Bali quite frequently, and it's not just, they've gone to Bali once. Every time they want to go on a holiday or can go on a holiday, it can be to Bali. So if you think about how many tourists they get and how many sums of money that they're going to receive, it is going to actually add up in the end. We do have a caller, so I'm going to take them to air. Just give me one moment. Alrighty. Oh, they have dropped off. If you did call, you just cut out. Maybe you're going through a bad spot. But basically, the $14 per person green tax can actually, well, they're saying, can help shrink the plastic around Bali. So, I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm actually okay with this tax, but a lot of people would beg to differ. Should we be helping them clean up their own tax? I'd love to hear your say. If you want to have your say, 13, 12, 16 is the number that you do need to call. $14 tax into Bali, yay or nay?
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Now, I want to tell you guys about something that I've done. I feel like I have seen a million people do it. And pretty much these two people in New Zealand actually ended up getting kicked off a plane for doing this. Now, I'm not talking about something like this.
Hey, buddy. Hey. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so much more relaxed. Thank you, Helen. I just feel like I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party with the best of them.
And I'm gonna go down to the river.
Wow, it looks like somebody's really relaxing now.
It appears we've run into a rough patch of weather, so please.
There is a colonial woman on the wing.
The woman on the wing, I saw her. There is something there.
Okay, so if you don't know what that was a scene off Bridesmaids, one of the best movies ever, of one of the ladies having an absolute freak out. A lot of people have a phobia of flying. A lot of people freak out about getting on a plane. She definitely did, and she was ready to party. She saw the colonial woman on the window. Neither of those women were on this plane. This Air New Zealand plane, this one is actually real life, and they actually put their fingers in their ears and refused to listen to a safety briefing. Now, I'm not saying I've done that. I definitely haven't done that. That's super rude. And to top that off, they were in the exit row. So everyone knows when you're in the exit row, you have to be able to move around, to assist other passengers. These ladies have put their fingers in their ears, refused to listen, looked down at their phones, and were texting and just absolutely not listening. The flight attendants, I'm pretty sure, gave them two warnings, like, you know, you need to listen to this, rah, rah, rah. They refused. Then they put their fingers in their ears. And then basically the flight attendants got a little bit frustrated, I feel like, granted. And the witnesses around, so the other passengers, have called them, this is a quote, they appear to be high maintenance because they're carrying a Louis Vuitton handbag. They wanted to read her book and not listen to the flight attendant. Okay, the amount of delays that was then caused because of these two women just wouldn't listen to the bloody safety briefing is crazy. So then everyone's flight was delayed. They didn't listen. They ended up copping some fines and also getting asked to leave. But they were in the exit row. Like, I feel like this is a PSA. If you get asked to listen, you just listen. I was texting my boss once and that sounds weird. I was texting my boss once when I was on a plane and one of the flight attendants actually came over to me and she said, could you please put that down? I wasn't even in the exit row. I was still, well, half listening. And if I can even back myself a bit more, I only had one headphone in, but now I'm literally going to be sitting there like a stunned mullet listening because I don't want to delay and, you know, just really annoy everyone.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit. That's about that.
Hit FM's 5 in 10 for Newtons. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings. Yeah, let's go, go.
$820 on the line. My God, we have really been rising this jackpot for a little while now. We have got Broden on the line straight out of Lakewood. Good morning, Broden. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Yourself?
I'm going well. What would you do with $820 if you won?
Well, got a family holiday coming up, so probably put it in savings and have some spending money.
I feel like that is a perfect answer. Everyone else is like, I'm going to save it. Even I said I'd save it, but nah, spend it on something well-deserved. I agree. All right, Broden, you've got 10 seconds, and I do really need 5 correct answers, and then the money's yours, all right?
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Please name for me, Broden, 5 cities or towns anywhere in the world starting with the letter K. Go.
Oh.
In New South Wales, anywhere.
No, wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, Broden! That's okay. No, I know it can get a little bit rough, obviously, when you're under the pressure. But the first one that came to my mind was, of course, none other than Kempsey. And then you've actually got plenty more, even just in New South Wales. Kingscliff, you've got Kew, Kingswood. And then anywhere in the world. I mean, you've got Kathmandu. I know it's a hard one. You did give it a crack. So, you know, what else can you ask? But Broden, I've got something very exciting for you. I've got $100. Okay. I've got $100 voucher for you from Tradie Underwear.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So the new Tradie Baby Zipters featuring a 2-way zip for easy access. There's also a baby range and a women's range as well. So do you reckon you get them for yourself or who are you getting these new undies for?
Probably go for myself for work.
I feel like apparently they're super comfy because they're called keeping it comfy. So I feel like you're on the money there. Stay on the line for me, Broden. I'll get your deets.
Okay.
All right. So we've got $830 in the 5 and 10 upper grabs tomorrow. That's thanks to Newton's, the only name for shutters, blinds and awnings.
Get up with Cass and Bodge
on the Mid-North Coast hit.
Now we've just had some reports that a B-double truck is on fire at the Nambucca BP northbound on the Pacific Highway. If anyone's travelling near that area, give me a call, 13 12 16, so I can put out an update. If it is bad, I don't know how bad it is. I don't know if any lanes are closed. So we'd love some details. 13, 12, 16. If you are in the Nambucca area, then, apparently, any precaution you can around that area and slow right down if you do see that truck, the B-double that is on fire. Coming up, something pretty cool. We're going to be chatting to a dietitian who's got, some staggering new facts about portion size. I'm pretty bad with portion size. Now, it's coming into winter, so if you need some tips, be listening out for that one. It's coming up very shortly.
Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast here.
Now, just before those songs play, we were chatting about the reports of the B-double that was on fire at the Nambucca BP northbound on the Pacific Highway. And I've got Stacey on the line who's in the area. Good morning, Stacey. How you going?
Hi, good, thanks.
Oh, that's good. Now, can you give us an update? Because I know that sometimes these reports can be a little bit wrong, or the fire could be under control. What's going on down there now?
Yeah, there's no actual flames. It was a B-double truck. One of the cabs on the back of it was on fire. Actually driving at the moment away from the Bowsers. They turned all the fuel and stuff off here. So
right, so it was at the BP.
Yeah, right at the BP.
And so there's no flames. It looks like it's under control at the moment.
Yeah, there's plenty of fire brigades here. It's just a bit of smoke coming up out of it now, that's all. It's actually driving.
All right, so it shouldn't be slowing down any traffic around the area?
Yeah, there's just no fuel. He's actually driving off the truck. So
oh, see?
It's amazing.
Yeah. So there's just no fuel from BP at the moment there?
Not at this stage, no. They've turned the pumps off, I think.
And do you know where the closest fuel station is around there for anyone driving through who might need to...
Probably them? Back in at Nambucca. Yeah, you'd probably have to drive into Nambucca.
Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast here.
FM this morning, and now we're joined by Megan Alsford, and she is a dietitian, and she's been working in it for a long time. She knows her stuff. Megan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Cass. How are you?
Oh, I'm going well. I am packing on a couple of extra kgs, and we're not even in the middle of winter.
Yeah, very good. Keeping warm with extra jumpers, hopefully, instead.
Yeah, and baggy jumpers. Now, we wanted to chat to you this morning, Megan, because there's some new research that's come out that's pretty staggering for Aussies.
Yeah, the new research that we've just done was around portion sizes. So nearly 40% of us are unaware of what a standard serve size is, but also a lot of us are ignoring portion sizes. So over two-thirds of us are having a second helping of dinner, and two-thirds of us are upsizing our meals simply because it costs a little less.
Exactly right. So it's cheaper to buy the food, you know, that's the bigger size, but you don't really realise then you go and eat that portion. So what's the easiest way to tell what your portion size should be? Because everyone always tells me it's portion sizes, Cass, and I'm like, but what?
Portion sizes vary across the different food groups. For example, half a cup is a serve of cooked vegetables. However, it's hard to fit, say, a piece of meat into a cup. So meat will be around the grams of meat. So it's around 90 grams of, say, cooked chicken, and that works out to be about the same size of a deck of cards. So to make it a little bit easier for people, you can start getting a bank of images in your mind that you can easily reference for different types of food.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And if you could give us like the top three portion sizes that you often go to, what would they be?
Yeah, one of the big ones that's important for me is serves of vegetables. So people get quite surprised when they're going to have to have vegetables at lunch and dinner and potentially as some snacks. So we should be aiming for 5 vegetables a day. And it's either 1 cup is a serve if it's a salad vegetable, half a cup if it's cooked. So half a cup works out to be about the size of a tennis ball of vegetables at lunch and dinner. Fruit is another, that's a really easy one. So generally a medium piece of fruit is a serve. If it's a fruit salad, then it's a cup.
Okay.
But when it comes to building your meal, because quite often we don't just eat one food, we eat a mixture of food, look at your plate, go a quarter of it should be your lean meats or meat alternative if you're a vegetarian. Another quarter can be your carbohydrates, so rice, pasta, bread, and fill up the rest of the plate with non-starchy vegetables.
Okay, and non-starchy, so not potatoes.
Yeah, that's right. Use that potato.
Damn it.
A little bit higher. You can still eat it, but use it as your carbohydrate source just because that's that little bit higher in energy.
So how many people are choosing to upgrade a meal just because it's cheaper?
So 67% of us are upsizing our meals.
I wanted to ask you, Megan, do you think that there's a lot of advertising or, you know, way too much advertising out there on TVs and everything for fast food, and that's kind of impacting our kids?
There's always fast food around. I live in a Melbourne city, and within my home, a 5-kilometre radius, is about 4 McDonald's. So even without advertising, I'm going to see it. But we're also inviting advertising into our home by who we follow on social media. So it can be really important to sort of watch the sort of messages that you're inviting into your home and switch off.
Yeah.
Turn off the TV, turn off the smart device. You've got control in the end.
That is true, and only you can really make the changes. We're heading into winter. Can you give me some tips or anything to keep off the kgs?
Yeah, so number one tip, because we're so confused with portion sizes, know what your portion sizes are. So you can find information on government websites like the Dietary Guidelines, that's eatforhealth.gov.au. Then once you know those portion sizes, you need to stick to them. So when you're at home, use your measuring cups and kitchen scales so you don't have to guess. And then when you're out of home, use that plate image. So the quarter protein, quarter carbs, half vegetables.
Oh, okay, amazing stuff. Well, thank you so much. Only we can really do it, as you said.
Right.
But thanks so much, Megan.
Thanks, Kev.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Cass and Butch.